concept of something like Wilson Lake or Chickamauga Lake, which is what I was thinking of. What about a real deep cut in land or something like that? Would you call that any special? There might be where you've got a little stream at the bottom and it's done a lot of eroding. You might
talking have, about a ravine?
Yeah, okay. What if it's in a field or something that's just a heavy rain has washed it out?
Oh, that would be, oh my goodness.
Some people call it a gully or...
Okay. That's what I'm looking for.
What, gully?
Gully.
Okay.
That was the common terminology I grew up with.
Okay. A small elevation. And, you know, you got level land and then you've got something here. Would you call that what?
Call it rise.
Okay, you're right. Have you ever used the term hill or...
Okay, I think of... To me, a rise is a very, very gentle, not very many degrees, mm-hmm. where a hill is bigger. To me, a hill is bigger than a rise.
Okay. Okay. Me too. Do you ever hear anybody use the term knob around here?
Not here.
That's unfortunate. There's some of the greatest names you can get with that.
I've read some real great names for knobs.
A place like Cobbler's Knob, right. And... I've forgotten some of the other ones that are up there. Let's see. What about a great big thing of land that might have, you know, snow on top of it?
Talking about a mountain.
Okay. What about a place like they have up at Cumberland where you can go through the mountains without having to climb all the way to the top?
Would be a gap.
Okay. Do you ever hear the word gap around here used to mean a gate?
Yes, I have.
Let the gap down.
Right.
Yeah.
In the rural area, that's common terminology.
And I had wondered about that because it's been years since I heard it, but used to it, but I thought it meant only the things where you got out and pulled the posts out, you know, and put them down. But now, in the last 10 years, I guess I heard it 10 years ago, it was a regular gate.
Yeah, the
on
new
hinges.
These metal fences they're putting in so many of the places now. I've heard them referred to as a gap.
Mm-hmm. What about on a mountain or something where you've got it coming and stopping and then falling straight down for a long way? You would call that sheer rock there, what?
Cliff.
Okay. Where boats stop, unload freight.
Would be a port.
Okay, but the thing they tie up to would be a what?
Would be the... Oh, around the big shipping area, is that a wharf?
Okay. Around the smaller one, it might be what?
I'm not really versed in
it. The dock or something like
okay.
that?
Okay, the dock, right.
Okay. Going back to this cliff business again, if it had water falling over it, you might say, well, there's a big one.
Waterfall?
Okay. What about different types of roads that they have around here? Like cement roads, what are the different types of roads?
Well, the roads we have, I grew up with dirt roads and blacktop roads.
Right. Blacktop is what?
Blacktop is asphalt.
Okay.
And now it's normally asphalt or, we don't really have any cement roads here.
Not till you get up into Tennessee. Right.
Up there on the interstate, the closest cement road.
It'll drive you crazy. You get a noise steady speed and you run across that tar strip just perfectly. How about dirt roads? Did you ever have anybody who went around and... We had a man in Tunnel Hill where all the roads were dirt. And he went around and got used oil from the filling stations and he would come around for, you know, a dollar or two. He had a sprinkler on his wagon and he would oil your road so that you wouldn't get dust in your house.
When I grew up, they did not do that in the country where I lived, out at Killing. We had a dirt road. I recall